There's a vast network of air quality monitoring sites across the country taking precise measurements of harmful pollutants 24/7. They're known to the scientists who use them as SLAMs, shorthand for State and Local Air Monitoring Stations. Two environmental health specialists from Garfield County walked me out to the SLAM in Carbondale.
So, Robert, what is this?
I wanted to learn about what they do while trying my best not to be in the way.
Excuse me, sorry.
The equipment that Rob Versolino and Morgan Hill work with is best described as a big gadget. On top of a small platform, a tripod supports two boxes buzzing with pumps and lasers inside. A metal cyclone is fitted to a tube where air gets sucked into those boxes to be analyzed. Above that, a high-tech weather vane spins in the breeze, measuring wind speed, temperature, and relative humidity.
So if we were to have a wildfire event and we were seeing haze in the air, that's where we would want to check and see what our PM 2.5 levels were.
PM 2.5. That means particulate matter smaller than 2.5 microns in diameter. For a sense of how big or small that is, just take the width of one of the hairs on your head. Okay, now divide that by 70. The particles are so small they can't be seen with the naked eye. Oh, and there are billions of them everywhere. If you're sitting in a car as you listen to this, you're sharing that space with about 10 billion particles or so. Hill explained how the instrument measures these small particles.
It comes in through this inlet up here, and then it comes down through this tube and accumulates on this piece of filter paper here. And then there's actually a laser that shoots up and reads the displacement of the light, basically.
Okay. The instrument gives residents of Carbondale a reading of PM 2.5 every hour. The data on these particles are beamed straight to the Garfield County website, where you can see real-time graphs and compare the ambient concentration to the limits set by the EPA. Here in the Roaring Fork Valley, small particulate matter comes from a variety of sources.
We see a lot of smoke from wildfires in the summer.
And in the winter?
People are wood-burning stoves. Diesel is another source. So truck engines, generators can release those PM 2.5 particles as well.
And so what's the fuss? Why is the Supreme Court going to spend the next year thinking about particles in the atmosphere? And why are these expensive gadgets sitting out in this field? Well, one big reason is the threat that PM poses to human health.
The smaller they are, the farther they can travel and the deeper they can get into your lungs.
If small enough, particles can even wind up in your bloodstream. Exposure to PM has been linked to things like asthma, irregular heartbeat, even early mortality. And while concentrations in the Roaring Fork Valley have been relatively low this year, even low exposure can cause health effects.
Middle of last week was interesting for us, too, because we were looking at our monitor and the concentrations were going up and we were trying to figure out where the fire was, because we were seeing that visibility was going down and it ended up being Arizona.
That brings us back to the EPA's cross-state rule. Colorado itself is not covered by the rule, which applies mostly to eastern states with pollution from coal-fired power generation. But the heart of the issue does remain. When the concentration of PM 2.5 spikes in Carbondale, do you start looking for sources here in the valley, or do you point the finger over to Arizona? Either way, it starts out in the field with gadgets sucking up air. In science for Aspen Public Radio, I'm Ellis Robinson.